Welcome back to the program. We're going to continue taking your calls, and we do have the great Joe Biggs joining us here in the second segment of the hour, the preamble to the Alex Jones Show today. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones of the American Journal. Let's get back to taking your calls. Let's go to Stephen in Alaska. Stephen, how are you doing up there?
I'm doing pretty good. It's just a nice, you know, brisk day at about negative 17. I'm actually in the Arctic at work. Yeah, I work in a place, a little place called Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Now, in a quick basis on me, I lost my freedoms when I was younger because of my stupid behaviors, and because of that, I got educated.
Right.
I had educated on the Constitution and what our rights really are. And, you know, of course, I value my freedoms more than the average American person. Now, when we reflect that into today's society and we look at the erosions of freedoms and our government not following rules that they're supposed to, because they talk about the rule of law, number one, there has been no declaration of war by Congress. Okay, but we're fighting a war, even though they want to call it limited action. Limited action is just a BS term that they do.
That's all total propaganda. It's just like source, I made it up. You don't get to say it's limited. Like when you engage, you engage. Go ahead.
Yes. So basically we are in a war, not a limited action.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how they term it. Trump has violated the U.S. Constitution, and he should be impeached for that.
Yes.
My honest opinion. Number two, all this stuff with like Cuba, Iran, and all the rest, that's a distraction, of course, as we know, to hide the Epstein files, because they will have to hold all of Trump's buddies who are pedophiles. And it isn't just Trump either. So I'm just using him as an example because he's our quote unquote voted in figurehead. And I did vote for him.
Right.
So that's a distraction to hide from the Epstein files. The Epstein files are no longer a real subject except for the people who keep bringing them up, like me. All those people need to be prosecuted. People like Bill Gates with his so-called vaccine support need to be prosecuted.
Yes.
So the war is a distraction. However, going back to the war, another point I'd like to make on this. So if we were to actually go to war like we did with the Barbary Pirates and declare war and go after the people for a valid reason, that impacted our economy in major ways. So it was about our freedoms, because without an economy, we're not going to have a free, prosperous state. How does attacking Iran help our economy? It doesn't. It only helps Israel. It does nothing to make the average American more free. So any American that supports this war doesn't understand that
Let me come in from the top rope. And you're absolutely right about the average American knowing nothing about this war, not understanding it. They're spending reportedly $11,000 a second on this. Imagine if we gave $11,000 a second to just a random American, or better yet, imagine if we gave that money to the homeless veterans. I bet we could have paid all of them by now, huh? Ain't that interesting how that goes down? Your closing thoughts there.
Now my closing thoughts, you talk about the money that we spent, right? So in Trump's first 6 months, he gave $18 billion in loans. It's always loans, because loans can be forgiven.
Right.
And there's no oversight for loans. $18 billion to Israel. Now, let's go back to what happened in North Carolina and Lahaina, two separate areas of America that were hit by disasters. If we gave each one of those places $9 billion each,
right,
they could have rebuilt every house everywhere, given them to Americans free and clear, and then diverted the rest of the money into other projects that could have made America great again, right? Not make Israel great again.
Yes.
I am not a supporter of the war, and I think everybody in America really needs to start getting educated.
Yes.
And speaking out and, you know, doing whatever they got to do to show their displeasure with the Trump administration.
Okay, let me ask you really quick. How did you get educated on, like, your civil freedoms, liberties, the Constitution? You got anything you want to point to people to check out? You know, just a starting point? And we got to go to other callers, but thank you. Let me know.
There's a lovely book called The Federalist Papers. So you can combine that book and read it, and it's a dry read. It takes a little bit of time. You're going to have to reread stuff. But you can, if you spend 15 minutes a day reading that and reading the Constitution and getting to understand what our founding fathers actually really did for us and why, you will begin to have a new appreciation for the United States Constitution and why you have the freedoms you have.
Right.
I mean, it takes effort, and it honestly does. Freedom isn't just something that's given. It's something that you have to earn and maintain.
100%.
And maintain means education. So that's what I would suggest for people
to do. Thank you. That's phenomenal. Thank you, Stephen in Alaska. Great call. Feel free to call in anytime. Call in on my show, too, when it starts next week. I'll be live on Twitter. You can join me there. Thank you so much, Stephen in Alaska. Let's go to Ben in Cincinnati. Ben, you're on the air.
Rex, what's going on, kid? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Another day.
Yeah, I hear you. I originally called for asking to bring back the Down and Out. It was a sleep supplement,
right.
A tincture that was InfoWars Life, I think.
Yes.
And was really, really potent, great stuff. And I miss it. I had it for a good while. 2 ounces lasted forever. But this whole Iran thing is absurd. I don't understand. I'm just lost, man. We were lied to, and it's a damn shame because I'm pretty sure the bombs are just going to start flying tonight.
It is a thing where, like, we're all just puzzled. Like, we're just looking at it, and it's just, like, even if you're trying to, like, do things to make money or whatever, this is just going to end up destroying the planet, and I think we 100% right. agree on that. I want you to continue your point. Crew, see if you can pull up 50%off.com and see if you can pull up JonesCBD.com. So I'm very big into the sleep supplements, and I promote things, Alex Jones Network, phenomenal products. I make a lot of things on there. I've been in the nutritional supplement business for 5 years myself, all right? And I'm also in the CBD space as well. And if you want Down and Out, I have a very similar product on Jones CBD called DreamWave. And what DreamWave is 1,500 milligrams full-spectrum CBD combined with 6 milligrams of melatonin and 100 milligrams of blue chamomile CO2 extract per serving. Get 30 servings in a bottle. And then I've got the classic knockout sleep support on 50%off.com, as well as Brain Force, as well as the classic toothpaste. A lot of those items that you're just not going to be able to find anywhere else, I've got them on 50%off.com, and I've got them on JonesCBD.com. So if you want to support me and the work that I'm doing, if you really want to do that, go to those websites, and I have those classic products. What are your thoughts?
Awesome. I'll check out the CBD stuff for sure. I think I still have a few knockouts somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a listener and a supporter for way too long, my friend. Way too long.
You and me both, dude, because, like, that's the thing that I love to hear is, like, I'm a listener as well. I've been a listener since I was a little kid. We used to have headphones on racks around here, okay, like the over-the-ear headphones, the radio headphones, and I would walk around the office with those on when I was, like, 7 years old. You know, it's like I love it, too. I've also been a listener for way too long. In closing, you got any more thoughts?
Man, everybody just needs to pray. This whole thing looks like it's going to go down tonight, and just gotta send it up to God, man. Let him sort it out, because I don't want to see this world end.
But, yes, totally agree, 100%. I'm going to take a few more calls. We got Joe Biggs. I'm going to take a few more calls and take the people that have been waiting the longest. I'm very sorry if I didn't get to you today. I love you working on getting better at taking all the calls. We got Joe Biggs, and I got some stuff in Lebanon I want him to react to. Will you close that down really quick so I can see the call screen again? I got the notepad up. All right, thank you so much. All right, let's go to Mad Trucker in Ohio. Been waiting almost 20 minutes. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Yeah. My thing I wanted to say is the older generation that's just, you know, with no pushback supporting everything that Trump does, they're missing the mark.
Right.
You got to have call the balls and strikes, like Alex says. You got to push back against things that aren't going the way we want. But the younger generations there are missing a mark, too, with this talk of walk away and start a third party. That is tantamount to a white flag. That's surrender. Here's the thing you got to remember about Trump. He got our foot in the door in the Republican Party. This is our party now. This is America First, MAGA party, and we have to fight for it. That's what we got to do. Get in, start local, get the people in there that are actually going to do it. And if they do what they say, and if they don't, you hold them accountable and you push back. You make some phone calls. You send emails. You don't let them rest, and you keep on them. This is our party. We got to take it for us. We don't go to another one. We don't walk away. Who do you walk away to, Democrats? You know how that goes. So this is what we have to do. And anybody who listens to this show should understand that. The whole Alex Jones Network. Okay. Don't give up.
All right. So I think the real litmus test for what you're saying right now will be in 2028. We'll see if you're right or wrong in the primary, man, because I think the third party thing is what you're talking about the foothold in the Republican Party. Trump represented that popular ethos, that zeitgeist. He took that energy and kind of used it as a sword to get elected, and he turned that sword on the American people. Like, there's no arguing around that. So how do you, in your mind, like, how do you justify a party that's just completely bought and paid for by the Israel lobby?
Well, that's what we got to get those neocons out of there.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to start at the bottom. You can't go straight to the top of the tree and start cutting branches. You've got to start planting right at the bottom. Change the tree from the root up. Start giving it the right nutrients, which is, you know, I'm using that nutrients from the from the supplements, but you got to start feeding it with real America First MAGA at local, then regional, state, you know, regional, and then eventually it will filter up to the top.
Sure.
But we have to fight harder, not leave, walk away, and we can't support when the tree's, you know, not doing the right thing. You got to give pushback on it. You got to trim it and prune it. Like, that's what we need to do. And then one other thing I really want to say real quick, I don't hear you guys talk about it a lot, but you got that bomb, that tallow bomb with the methylene blue in it.
Yep.
My wife was in the medical field. She was able to avoid the jab, but has to be in contact with people that are shedding the spike protein, I believe, and has had, ever since COVID, has had some dermatological effects, we think, is from the shedding, because it always flares up when she's around someone just got a booster or whatever, and she gets this, you know, like a rash on her hand.
Wow.
And we've tried everything through dermatologists, doctors, everything, but I got her some of that with the methylene blue. She's put it on her hand within 5 minutes. This is her testimony that I'm giving you. 5 minutes, the itching stopped, which was almost constant without some sort of cortisone cream or something like that.
Wow.
There's none of that in that methylene blue balm. It's more, you know, natural with the methylene blue in it.
This is the key. I'm sorry to interrupt your testimonial. It's actually bioavailable. It passes through your skin, the tallow. It's not like a petroleum, which would sit on top. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got to get that out because I don't want you guys to quit carrying it. I don't hear them enough about it. I bought a bunch of jars so she won't run out if you do quit carrying it, but please don't, because I'm telling you, this, it's been, you know, I almost say like a miracle. The rash has gone away, the itching has stopped, and she just has to apply a very small, very small amount every day to it. And I also got her the honey one because the methylene does cause a little bit of drying, she said, and so the honey one seems to bring that back, but the two of them combined has been a godsend for my wife and her, that thing on her hand that she keeps getting on one hand, which we believe, it's when she comes in contact with that shedding spike protein from the jabs.
That's the 360 win we talk about. And when people say we're snake oil salesmen, I just laugh because I've been sitting here for decades hearing people's testimonials, hearing people calling on air about how phenomenal these products are. And they truly are the best things on the market. We have the best supplements, the best balms, the best everything apparel in the world at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for that, Mad Trucker. We have people waiting on the line for a long period of time here, and everyone, I see Waleed in here also been waiting. I see Larry in here also be waiting. I see Musa here also waiting. I'm going to talk to hopefully some of y'all here. I've got to go to Joe Biggs here in the next segment. I'm going to take three more calls. Got a rapid fire. We've got 8 minutes left. Noah, 8 minutes left. 1 minute here. Your thoughts.
Hey, I just kind of had two quick things. One was essentially, when it comes to Trump, what percentage of what's going on with him do you think he is just Bidening out, for lack of a better term, and he's just kind of doubling down like the great grandpa that he can't convince that the square isn't a circle? And then on the other side of that, I say, well, I mean, man, he's got family around him. He's got a wife. He's got competent sons. If that was what was going on, wouldn't somebody say something?
All right. Let me stop you right there. I already see where you're going with this, and I totally agree. And my answer may surprise you, but I think you think about it, I think you realize that I'm right. I think it's like 80% plus that. I think he's like Biden is like the quiet guy at the nursing home who lays in bed all day and doesn't know who he is. Trump is the angry guy that's like, you know, like assaulting like the Latina employees. You know, that's who Trump is. So I think all of this, you pointed the family being around him, they're the predatory ones. All the people around Trump are highly predatory.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I kind of look toward the family and I'm like, okay, if he's just losing it and he's just sundowning up here, what's going on with them? Oh, there goes Eric and Barron just trading in oil futures. So
outrageous. It's just like, out in your face.
Then you get the whole picture. Yeah, and then you get the whole picture of what's going on around him. So, you know, it's like, you got a senile president that doesn't know what's going on. You got everyone around him taking advantage of that fact. And it's a barrier that we can't penetrate. And then the other thing I wanted to say was, when it comes to the supporters, like, you had one guy earlier that was like, well, what do you do about Ayatollah and how they treat their people? What do you do about the IRGC? And from a millennial Gen Z kind of cusper perspective, this is how I view that. No, what do you do, buddy? What do you do, Batman? Go put your utility belt on and go do something. I drove past three homeless veterans on the way to work the other day.
Yes.
Like, we got other more important stuff going on here. And you're talking about how the Ayatollah Khomeini treats his citizens, and then you go and blow up his whole entire family and think that that's going to make it better. And I can tell you right now, judging by the terrorist attack that we had in Austin, Texas, the next day, those Americans were the first people to pay the price of this war.
Indeed.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, for all of the blustering about what will you do for the Iranian people? Nothing. Because the Iranian people don't really expect me to do anything for them. They damn sure don't expect me to bomb them and blow up their government.
Right. And the quickest way to create a terrorist is to blow up somebody's house. We all know this. Really phenomenal call. Call back in, Noah. Come on my show next week. Call in on the line. I'll be doing My American Journal on my X account and on Rumble from now on, and YouTube as well. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to Sean on the phone for 40 minutes. Sorry to make you wait. One minute here. China's industrial sabotage.
Yes, sir. I like to try and talk about the things that kind of slip between the cracks a little bit. And China is infiltrating us on multiple layers, and they're in a proxy war with us, but not in the way that we have been with other countries. They're in a proxy war with our police force, which is underpaid, overworked, and understaffed pretty much everywhere because they've been attacked by the political propaganda arm of the United States for the last 15 years. And we need to try and convince each other, or maybe some of our active journalists, to start investigating this. During 2020 and on is when I started to notice that we had chicken manufacturing facilities, farmland, all kinds of things blowing up, burning down, and being destroyed, undercutting our ability to be self-reliant. And not only that, but also when we started to legalize marijuana, they drove elbow deep into the hemp trade, starting to add all kinds of terrible pesticides. And then when they sell all this hemp and this marijuana into distribution, they're going around the normal ways of doing it.
Right.
And using horrible pesticides that we can't even identify. And they're selling it to companies that are then relabeling it and repackaging it. And then we have no way of tracking it.
Right.
They're actively destroying our infrastructure and poisoning our populace.
Yes.
We've got to get out there and help our police figure out where these places are, who these people are, and how to stop them, because it really is systemic right now.
Totally agree. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. These are key factors to point out. I'll be doing deep dives on these topics. Thank you so much, Sean. Call into the new show. Really appreciate that. We got Musa in Detroit, Covenant with Abraham. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Thank InfoWorld. Thank Alex Jones. I thank you guys. It brought me so much information through the years.
Appreciate it.
And the end game is what it is. Of the Covenant, now, Abraham Seed, you have Polish people, I'm talking about Bibi now,
yep,
claiming to be a Jew, so-called Jew. Okay, this is absolutely false and a lie. So if we start with that premise right there, then everything that's built up off of that is a lie. And we have to say this out loud. We can't be afraid to say it. They're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they're killing the original inhabitants of that land.
Well, let me come in there. I want to let you talk and close out this segment here. I mean, it's literally Eastern European white people going to this land that the British just give them, and then they've done the genetic studies, the people that are closest to the people from the time of Jesus Christ to the actual biblical Jews, they kill them, they genocide them. Your thoughts?
That is perfect truth. And once you get past perfect truth, you have to go to error and just falsehood. And that's what we're dealing with. One caller said that we're being ruled now by Epstein's friends. That blew my head off when he said that, but it is so correct.
Yep.
And you've heard it before. We're being run and ruled by corrupt people. We know that they're corrupt, but yet and still we will sit back and we will just say, and just, I don't know, we'll just put our hand, pray to God, pray to a Jesus to rise and come. But when he comes, he didn't come to make peace when he comes back. He comes back with a sword.
Right.
So just love everybody. And America's just in a bad situation, and only our righteousness will get us through. And so with that being said, just be right, people. Tell the truth. Be truthful to yourself and be disciplined and prepare for what's coming.
Amen.
Thank
to
you
that.
So much. Amen. And Joe Biggs, love you, brother. Go ahead, man. Thank you now.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to come back with Joe Biggs, like the caller just announced. And everybody calling in, Musa, feel free, call back in anytime. I'm going to be doing my show next week, starting the same time slot, My American Journal. It's going to be on X, going to be on YouTube, going to be promoting it. So everywhere you're seeing things typically, hopefully you'll see it there as well. Thank you so much for the call. I want to remind you guys, we got big deals right now on the alexjonesstore.com. We got a new rolling sale up to 40% off, DNA Revival, Shilla G Gummies, Atomic Defense, MK Ultra, up to 30% off, iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. We have the callers call in and we have them give the testimonials for a reason. These products are real and they work. It's just all organic. It's a 360 win. If you want more empowerment, if you want more rest, if you want more recovery, you want more stamina, I'm telling you right now, the place to find all your favorite, all the best supplement products in the world is thealexjonesstore.com. I'm so proud to promote that store. I really and truly am, from the bottom of my heart, because we started doing this stuff when I was a little kid and we're still doing it today because it's damn good work. It's equivalent exchange. You get a product, we get support to fund the operation. That's what it's about, thealexjonesstore.com.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. The best Irish Sea Moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.